Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel Dusha, replacing Joel Zammit for today and maybe forever.
Today what we're going to talk about is one's a little bit hard to swallow, but like always on Jackson Bailey Spooks America, we got our opinions, we put them in a box under the table. Today what we're talking about is another cryptid, so an animal that has been reported by individuals, but has yet to be officially catalogued by science. And it goes by the name of the Moklambembe, which I'm sure I'm pronouncing incorrectly. What it effectively is a living sauropod dinosaur that exists within the African Congo in a particular basin, the name of which I completely forget.
How old is this dinosaur?
It's a species. So the idea is that this animal has survived and evolved over the course of the last...
And evolved?
Billion years, yeah. It's not like, oh, just one is real old.
It's not like... Because I'm thinking right now...
That would be unbelievable.
I'm thinking crocodile, alligator. They're both as old as the dinosaurs, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
So right now, it's feeling very plausible.
Okay.
That such a thing could happen.
Plausible from Adam.
Of literally everything we've ever discussed, when I think a reptile like a crocodile or something like that, am I thinking right in what this creature is? Okay, here we go.
I didn't actually say
it's actually a three-headed bird creature.
It's covered in tiny spikes.
It sounds like something could definitely happen. Like the Congo jungle's dense,
it's
I imagine.
Thick. It's a thick place.
Look, this might ruin a bit of
The mystique.
A bit of the mystery, the mystique, the mysticism surrounding the one, the only Joel Dusha. But I've never traveled to the Congo jungle, so I'm not sure how thick or thin its shrubbery is.
You've been around it.
I've been around it.
Just never in.
No. I'm a bit scared.
So, unfortunately, it is not described as looking like an alligator or a crocodile. It's described as having skin very similar to, like, a hippopotamus, being very large, just big as an elephant, primarily aquatic, big, thick, trunk-like legs, a long, stiff tail, and then
Did this creature definitely exist long ago?
No, well, what sauropod dinosaurs did. Sauropod dinosaurs did.
Okay, yeah.
It's just that the descriptions given by people... So it's more gone that there have been people in the Congo and other places in Africa, and they're like, I saw this animal. What is this animal? And people are like, well, that sounds similar to a sauropod dinosaur because we have no other animal that currently exists that resembles what people claim they've seen. Do you know what I mean? So it's not like there was a dinosaur and people are like, I reckon I'm still seeing it. Like the thylacine in Australia or something to that effect. It's more like people are like, what the heck did I see? And everyone's like, maybe a brontosaurus. The name Moklambembe in the native tongue, and there's heaps of different names
Kongan
for this animal.
Or something?
I don't know what it is. Because there are so many different tribes within this area of the Congo, they all have a different name for it, which I think lends credence to it. One of the things that's a pro, I guess. But it means overturner of boats because it apparently is quite a danger if you're canoeing down the river. It rears its ugly head and knocks the boat flying. So with that in mind, knowing that it is described largely as just like an actual brontosaurus that lives in the like thick murky waters of the Congo. Where are we now?
So we were at like a 90.
Okay. That's
like I was a too. 90. I could very much believe that as being a thing.
Okay.
Now I'm remembering there's a lot of military action in the Congo. A lot of soldiers tramping around. No one's shot at this thing, brought back a dead corpse or anything like that. You're describing it like a brontosaurus. We're down to maybe
like a 30%?
No, better than 30%. All right. I'm still saying above 50.
All right.
55.
I'll take it.
You said aquatic though.
Yeah.
So are we talking amphibious? Is it like both? Or
we're
is
talking
like...
amphibious, yeah. Mm. So the idea is that it spends most of its time in like the riverways and stuff, but that it'll come out to feed. There's a particular plant that all of the native people are like, it fucking loves this plant, eats the shit out of it. And there have been quite a few expeditions to the Congo to try and find the Moklumbembe. The most recent one was in 2013, and they often find these plants that have been eaten by something. But hey, there's no guarantee it's a brontosaurus.
Plants eaten by something is really unmentionable, actually.
That's not really evidence. So, the pros... Now, like always, my opinions are in a box as well. And I've fucking been reading about all of these since I was such a wee boy. But I always find something like this quite hard to swallow. And for weird reasons. So, people are always like, the Moklumbembe, it's a... and other reported surviving dinosaurs from the Congo, of which there are many. And we'll get to them in time. they're, you know, like, oh, it survived, you know, all this time. However, you would think that if something had survived all this time, it would have evolved slightly and no longer... Like, if you look at, like, animals today, from millions of years ago to the present time, there's been, like, a significant amount of change.
Horses used to be tiny.
Yeah, horses used to be little, and now they're of size.
Of horse size.
So you would think there would be some change in evolution there, that there would be some difference. Also, dinosaurs existed the way they did because of the specific... like fucking atmospheric properties and the amount of X in the air.
Could be a dumb question, but what? Okay.
The amount of ecstasy in the air. Sorry, go on.
The amount of Eckies floating in the sky.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. You like it. Everyone likes that. Get around it.
Do drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I'm not
It's a Patreon only special, so it's fine.
It's fine to do. We're all doing drugs. I'm coked out of my brain.
That's a little insight. Yeah, no, we're all
cocaine
sober.
Does not seem like sober. You're drunk.
No, I lick frogs for the delicious poison.
So it was the rising temperatures on Earth that killed off dinosaurs, right?
Well, yeah, the rising...
Plus the meteor.
There's a lot of different things, and it's hard to pin it on one.
The currently accepted theory is that a meteorite strikes Earth, it fucks everybody over, not only because of like the initial impact, but also it releases a lot of shit into the atmosphere, which causes like a fucking... Yeah, exactly. And then nobody can breathe and see and everyone dies. However...
Because it didn't kill everything on Earth because we exist.
We're still knocking about.
And I know that like we humans didn't exist in human form at that point, but life had to find a way.
Exactly. And interestingly...
So surely...
Well, the thing is, and this is a very interesting thing about the specific place that this animal is seen, is that the... this particular area of the Congo, or the Congo Basin, I'm not sure what it's called, but that's actually remained largely unchanged for millions of years. It's one of the few places on the Earth that has been sort of protected. It's in a kind of valley of sorts, and it's surrounded by something about the plates underneath it. I don't know the specifics, but it's meant that this area, whereas everywhere else on the planet has shifted and moved, this area has stayed pretty much the same since the time of the dinosaurs.
Time immemorial.
Exactly. Also, it is not the first example, or it's not the only... We do have recorded examples of animals that we thought were extinct that, in fact, weren't.
In this specific place?
No, just in the world.
Wow.
But I mean animals that we thought were extinct from, like, a similar amount of time to brontosauruses. So do you know what a coelacanth is?
Ooh, that sounds familiar.
So
I have no idea.
Neato bloody Pepito story. These two cryptozoologists, they're walking along a fish market one day. In Indonesia.
Yes, I remember this story. Yeah.
And they see this fish, and they're like, that's a fucking weird looking fish. I ain't never seen no dang fish that looks like that. They're like, what the hell is this fish? The fishermen are like, I don't know. They're fucking everywhere. We catch them. The fish is covered in bony plates. It has this real weird looking mouth. It's very bizarre looking. You can look it up. And they're like, holy shit. They take it back. They do some studies on it. They find out that it's actually this 165 million year old species that has just survived. and is eaten regularly by people on this coast. And they're like, oh my fucking God, this animal that clearly we thought like was gone at the same time as the dinosaurs, even beforehand, I think. In fact, it wasn't. Here we have like a living specimen. And then like 10 years later, they found another one on the other side of the world, completely different subspecies of the coelacanth. So it happens, and it's got a name. I think it's called a Lazarus animal or a Lazarus.
Lazarus animal. Yeah.
Like Lazarus from the Bible.
Like he came out of the ground. Jesus put him there. He was like, oh.
Atheist zero, Catholics one.
Because Jesus was like, I've been doing miracles. And someone was like, Jesus, your mate died. And he's like, oh my God, my miracles have fucked over my mate. Time to pull out the biggest miracle of all and bring him back from the dead.
I like that in my scenario, Jesus put him in the ground.
Jesus.
I'll bury him and I'll bring him back.
If you fuck with Jesus, he will put you in the fucking ground.
Dig a hole and bury.
Jesus is like, going to perform a miracle today. First, I need a volunteer. Lazarus, time to get iced.
Get
blap,
under.
Blap. Blap, blap, motherfucker.
Rap, bring you back, motherfucker.
Jesus with like a do-rag.
With man, Jerry girls.
That's the Bible.
The power of me compels you, motherfucker.
So there is precedent for it. And a lot of animals that we think, and this not as ancient animals, but a lot of animals that we assume died out, you know, like millions of years ago, actually died out recently, comparatively. For instance, like the mammoths. They were still knocking around when the pyramids happened, like in ancient Egypt. They were just mammoths about. They were a pygmy mammoth, but hey, they were around. What other animal? Giant ground sloths in South America. They found evidence that not only were they existing around the same time that humans were, but also that they were farming them, which is super neat. But then I guess we farmed them to death or something to that.
That's a classic human maneuver.
It's one of our basic moves.
Yeah.
In the like baseball card. No. The Pokemon card. No. The Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got like worse and worse as I went.
You got further. Baseball card was a good one.
And then we arrived at Yu-Gi-Oh card.
You got further and further away.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards just have an attack and defense.
Yes. Yeah, he's right.
Damn,
although
right.
Some effect cards.
I don't know shit about
Yu-Gi-Oh.
I don't think
if humanity were a Yu-Gi-Oh card, we wouldn't be an effect card.
Nah, it'd be like a 3-star monster that's 400 attack, 600 defense.
I mean, I can't deny or agree either way, because I'm not a nerd. I am.
Continue to describe this extinct creature, or extinct creatures just in general. Continue to list them, please.
So,
Tasmanian tiger.
I got my fucking point ready to go.
Tasmanian tiger is almost an example. The thylacine is
definitely dead, though, and we know the last one, so that's fine.
Yeah. There have been sightings on the mainland in Tasmania and also in Papua New Guinea, but I'm sure we'll explore that in a later episode. What's your point? Go on.
Prepare to fucking take my point.
Right? Okay.
So, you're telling us, these are all animals that we thought were extinct, mm-hmm. but have come back. And I feel that's the same level of proof as like, I've drawn this card 6 times in a row.
Chances are.
Probably going to draw it again.
No, I think that's absolutely like understandable. I think the fact that the coelacanth has survived does not in any way mean that the Mokulam Beme or a Brontosaurus and Apatosaurus or whatever has remained into the modern age. But I think it's showing that like it can happen. It's not a completely unheard of.
I feel like if we're putting our thoughts in a box and under the table, that sort of stuff.
It's on in the box.
It's kind of just assumed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So further evidence, and there have been sightings here not only from the native people, but also from missionaries that have been like set up
How
there.
How long ago?
Sightings have actually been coming out of the Congo for hundreds of years. I've said this on another episode, and it's got its strengths and it's got its weaknesses as evidence, or as it's entirely anecdotal, proof. But it's still interesting, is that there is this place called Ishtar, and it was this city that was buried by the sand. And, the city remained, but there used to be this wall around it that was buried by the sand. And in the, 30s or 40s, it was uncovered. And on this wall, there were four animals. There was a lion, a bull, a horse, and then this really strange-looking creature, which is known colloquially and maybe officially, I don't know, as the Ishtar dragon. And it's got four stumpy legs, a long neck, and a long tail. Now, people were like, why is this animal, you know, an animal that's clearly fictitious, like, on this wall with three animals that aren't? They're quite real. So what's that about? Now, the stone used to build this wall is a specific kind of blue stone. And this stone is actually only found, or has also been found, in the Congo, in the same area that the Mokolombembe has been seen. So the idea there is that people mining this stone see this animal. They come back, they tell about this animal, and then a not very great rendition is etched on the wall. Similarly to how the Dutch came to Australia.
Where was this city, sorry?
It's in the Middle East, I'm fairly sure.
Middle East.
Maybe Turkey? I don't know.
Okay.
So, but it's somewhere where you could make that trip, you know. But yeah, similarly, you know, like the Dutch came to Australia, saw kangaroos, and then drew pictures of kangaroos, and everyone's like, what the fuck? Have you seen early drawings of kangaroos?
I have, yeah.
They look so floppy.
They do they look like incredibly dumb.
The least rigid animal I've ever seen.
Which is funny because kangaroos are almost all muscle and are therefore very cut.
Exactly. They are a cut species.
Yeah. They are.
Also, and this is where the whole sort of thing gets a bit flimsy. So in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of Jesus. There is story where I think one of the apostles is, or maybe one of the saints, is in Ishtar, this city. Mm-hmm. And he comes across, he's pretty much going around being like, God is the illest. And in one of the temples, he's going to all these temples where they have false gods. And in one of the temples, they have this dragon. Now, the way the dragon is described within this particular scene is very similar to the descriptions we get out of the Congo. Mm. And the idea being that, like, maybe they shipped one down, kept it, and were like, we have a god. And someone came in and were like, that sucks. My god's better. Anyway, so that's, it gets flimsy there, but that's another story that lends.
I was so on board, but now that story, because now I can almost explain all of these things and just piece them together.
Well,
this has been a fucking roller coaster for me. I was like, 90, 55, 70, 30. 60.
I'm not quite done. So, okay.
Do you want to hear my theory?
Yeah, please. Shoot.
Okay, because this could like deconstruct everything though.
Yeah, go nuts.
All right, so if it's in the Bible, that could explain why it's carved on the... Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. I just fucked up time again.
Classic douche move.
Again?
I'm real bad at like history. Like,
she doesn't know the chronology of time.
No, okay, so in my head I was going to be like... Well, not in my head. In my head I was like, okay, so it was in the Bible, which explains why that...
Why they would draw it on the wall. But actually, no, it's the other way around.
It would have been the other way around.
Yeah. Historically,
because the Bible's only like 25 years old.
The Earth's Bible's only 10. Like,
yeah. It's a weird thing, but God made it all.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I mean, however, that's not to say that, because like a lot of passages in the Bible, it was taken from somewhere else, and that an earlier book or an earlier story got incorporated into the gate. There's also no reason to believe necessarily that the animal on it is like anything more than a bad drawing of another animal.
Could be a giraffe.
Some people are like,
maybe?
It's a horse. It's just another horse.
If it's got a long neck.
I'll find a photo of it for you. Because it's probably good for you guys to see. And yeah, that's a classic part of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. Yeah.
Yeah.
I show you pictures. We try and remember what fucking that tool was from the other episode. It's great.
Did we figure it out?
Nah.
I'm going to guess Hamill.
Here we go.
I think we did figure it out.
Yeah,
though,
we did. It was called like a something.
Wait, which episode? The one I was in?
Fluffle. Yes.
The murder weapon one?
Yes.
Wow, this just got real
Yes, no, it was. Yeah, that's the one where the... They were in the house, yeah.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, the city is not called Ishtar. The city is the city of Babylon.
yes, I'm familiar with that one.
Oops. So that's the dragon that's on the wall.
That's just a fucked horse.
Could be a giraffe.
Yeah, it could be a fucked horse, could be a giraffe. It does have crow's feet on its back, which is weird.
What?
Look at its feet. There's feet of birds. Anyway, just Google the Ishtar Great
Gate so
Dragon and you'll get another.
Yeah, it does image have of weird. It.
So when the native people were questioned. Like
If a lizard were a giraffe.
Yeah, which is kind of a good description of a brontosaurus.
Or a
be
dragon.
Dragons are real. We did it. So when questioned, the native people, they were like, yeah, no, they're around. They're a hassle. In fact, they told a story about how one was killed like about 5 years prior to the anthropologists or cryptozoologists or whatever coming to their
the invention
village.
Of white people in the Congo.
Did you say the intervention or...
The invention yeah. of white people in the Congo.
But they talk about how they killed one and then they ate it and everyone got sick and died, which is a real weird story to come
it's funny
from
that. You kill... The first time you kill a creature, you're like, I want to eat that.
I'm going to give it a try.
Well, honestly, though, yeah.
No, but fair. You give it a
no! Whip. No, you don't just eat things!
And when sharks...
What are you, sharks?
Yes.
I feel like you got to give it a go.
No, like...
I mean,
when you go to weird markets and places where they're selling, like, weird
that's
food...
That's different.
You know
you're being sold a food.
You're being sold it under the pretense it's a food.
Yeah, okay. But in this situation, that's what's happening. I'm not just being like... Gonna eat that right now.
Well,
like,
yeah, if it was sold in a market, but if I just killed it, I wouldn't eat it.
Anyway,
you gotta believe in yourself more, Adam.
when the native people of the various places where this animal is seen saw it, they were shown several like zoology books and books on both living and dead creatures, and pretty much 9 times out of 10, they would choose a sauropod of some variety as their best description.
Are these people who would have definitely seen it as well?
Yeah, these are people who are living in the heart of the Congo in the same area that these animals are purported to exist.
Purposed to exist.
So, I mean, I guess largely that's your evidence for and against. You have a lot of sightings from people saying, like, yes, we've seen this animal. A lot of people talking about not necessarily only just seeing it, but being like, I've heard it. Spores, footprints, all of these things have been seen.
Spores.
So just sort of like droppings and
right.
You know, basic animal leavings. But at the end of the day, that's all the evidence.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have. So I guess when you boil it down, you're looking at evidence like you have an excellent place for an animal such as this to exist. There is precedent for animals to survive this long and change. There have been sightings from reputable sources, and there has been very scant physical evidence seen. There's a couple of photos out there. None of them are great. They're often like, look at this big lump in the sea.
Classic.
I don't know.
Well, a lumpy sea is still something pretty impressive.
Well, I'll find a photo of you, because there's a photo that was taken by a helicopter pilot.
I want to know how densely populated the Congo is.
Not very densely populated at all. It's one of the least densely populated places. It's like almost impenetrable for most people. Makalu Mbembe photograph. That's just an elephant.
That's probably a good way to end.
And
that's
that
probably
note,
a good way to call it quits. Okay, I can't find the photo, but there was a photo.
Although based on the cave drawing, because like originally when you were describing it, I was like, that's just going to be an elephant that's in the water. Like an elephant's gone to take a bath. People have seen it, been like, shit, that's a brontosaurus.
Well, like,
no, it's just a wet elephant.
You're not like kind of wrong though, because if I had to give an explanation for what a Makalu Mbembe is. Because like all of these animals that are purported to be seen, I'm like, maybe it's not the animal given, but it could be something else. People are seeing something. They're not just lying. Or if they are lying, there's like 80 tribes all across the Congo telling the same lie. So what are they seeing? An elephant is not a bad explanation. You got the trunk, which kind of looks like an extended head from afar. It's described as being about the size of an elephant, same skin tone. Would leave similar footprints. The only difference is that the elephant has quite a small tail. The Makalu Mbembe is always described as having quite a large, thick, trunk-like tail.
This is probably a really dumb question.
No,
because I'm
sure
not sure how
fine.
Science works.
Hey, who is?
Adam?
I got a reasonable understanding.
All right, so a mule is like a donkey and a horse fight.
Oh, I'm like, Jesus, where this is going. Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, I'm in.
So, like, is it possible that an elephant and something in a similar, like, is there a similar?
No. There is no other animal. That
an elephant and a crocodile.
No, but, like, what about, like, an elephant and, like, a.
Yeah?
Rhinoceros?
I feel
elephant and hippo?
So an elephant's.
I think you're kind of just getting a weird crossbreed between them, not what this kind of is.
Yeah.
Like they're already super similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but maybe you just need to fuck with the DNA just a bit.
I guess.
Like well, when, I mean, one, an elephant like when, and a hippopotamus are two very different animals.
Oh, yeah.
Like, startlingly different.
You don't know.
And an elephant's really big, guys.
Who are you to judge their love?
Plus, there actually aren't that many elephants in the Congo. There are some, but like not enough to be fucking hippos.
Although that,
there are more hippos, to be like, honest.
Someone who hasn't seen an elephant very much, potentially, if there aren't as many elephants in the
but
Congo.
But still, there are enough that if you're like a native of the Congo, you're going to know what an elephant
is. It's got to be something that, if these people are getting a good look at it, it's got to be something they haven't seen before.
Exactly. Or it's something, because like they're just like, yeah, it's this animal. It's a Mokolumbembe. So we as anthropologists and as like the Western big science are coming in
big
and saying
science.
Like, Apatosaurus, what you're seeing is a, but that's only because that's the best explanation we can come up with. That's not to say it's not a specialized form of hippopotamus or a specialized form of elephant. In other places in the Congo, oh no, hang on, I've got that wrong. There's, anyway, in Asia somewhere there are water elephants, which is another cryptid that people see, where they're like, yeah, it's like a flat elephant with an oval head. People are like, okay. Don't know how much I believe that one. So,
well, actually, no, that could be it. That's actually a good point. How deep in water can elephants get?
Fairly deep, plus they poke their trunk out and it looks a lot like
elephants
a...
can swim, I think.
Yeah.
So, wait, but can elephants...
No, they can't.
Can elephants go underwater and use their trunk like a snorkel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can they?
I don't... Mm-hmm. Didn't when he like was attacking the Romans, didn't Hannibal have a lot of problems with getting elephants across water? I remember a story where he had a lot of problems getting elephants across water.
Elephants swimming. Gonna Google it. Good.
Well, I'm sure you could find a video of elephants
swimming.
I'm
finding swimming. So many elephants swimming. Hannibal's just a bloody wuss. Some of these elephants swimming.
All right, fine. I will believe that an elephant can swim.
Sometimes here in Jackson Bailey Spooks America, you just got to call out Hannibal for being a little wimp boy.
Exactly. Sometimes you got to be like, Hannibal, I've had enough to hear with you. Man up.
You little wimpy bullshit. Ride that elephant better.
It's on you. But yeah, so elephants do swim and they do use their trunk like a snorkel. So
it could simply just be... Like, because when you look at something and it's underwater, especially if you're in like somewhere like the Congo.
Wait a minute. Get, like, what type of elephant is that? Is that an Indian or an African elephant?
It's a Congian elephant.
It's a Congo elephant. It's a
one of them is bigger, but I forget which one.
It's a Mokolumbembe.
We don't have to get caught up on this if you don't want
it. I'm Googling it already, Adam, so good on you.
One of them is smaller, but I forget which one. I think it's Indian elephant is smaller.
No, they both swim. Look at that.
Damn it. Oh, the one where it's just the trunk above water. That's cute.
Well, that's what I meant, because like that could simply like people could just be seeing it underwater. And because like
shove my nose above water,
you can.
It's not hard.
But like,
think about having
properly.
A bath.
But
do then
you drown
like,
in the bath.
Swim and breathe properly.
Yeah, but you can. You just need to lie on your back, but so only your
if
nose
I'm moving,
out.
Then there's gonna be water going up.
Well,
there.
That's because noses aren't designed like that.
Yeah, and I wish I had a nose. That was... No, I
God
don't.
God damn it, Adam.
But I see what you mean. You're right. An elephant with its trunk above the water would look superficially similar.
And if you're looking through water,
the neck of a
water distorts the images, so it could make it look like it's got a long tail when really it was probably just a leg.
Yeah, that's absolutely very possible. And also the water in the Congo is not terribly clear, so you would just be seeing large
especially
shapes,
if there's an elephant in there.
Especially if it's chockers with elephants. So something interesting.
That's my theory so far. It's just people have just seen an underwater elephant, which is pretty good, and they should be stoked they saw an elephant underwater.
That's pretty great. And I think there's a lot of potential there to explain away the Mokolumbembe as such.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
No, please.
Are these creatures described as being very aggressive?
Yeah, towards boats. They don't like you being in their rivers.
Are
the
elephants
idea.
Very aggressive?
I feel like if they're swimming, they're going to be spooked.
However, I feel like if you are attacked by an elephant, you know it's an elephant.
Not if you're a boat and it's underwater.
Yeah, like...
If I'm in a boat, the last thing I'm going to be looking out for is elephant attacks.
That is true. That is true.
I feel like if you can say Jackson,
yeah,
that elephants are very aggressive, proven it aggressive towards boats. I feel this is very plausible.
I agree. I think elephant is a good explanation. My only issue with it would be that the native people know what an elephant is. And it doesn't matter how confused you are by, like, you're visually seeing it, you're still going to know what an elephant looks like underwater and out.
Unless you kind of already have this, like, myth of this creature.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Another explanation for the Mokolumbembe is that actually just no such creature exists, and that the animal is purely mythological, and that the explanations of the descriptions we get from the native people of the Congo are, like, just that, just a myth.
Something else. Maybe an elephant did attack them, and they were like, oh, it was the...
Yeah, exactly.
It must have been, because what else could it have been?
And even if you're just like, you know, you have this different outlook, like a lot of native sort of people do, where you're like, the world isn't so black and white as real and not real. So we believe in the Mokolumbembe, even though maybe sometimes we don't see it, whatever. And then if you're a missionary or you're somebody who is not native and you see an elephant in the water, you're like, ah, that must be what they were talking about. You know what I mean? However... Having said that, there is always the story of this zoologist who was in Papua New Guinea, and he met this tribe. And this tribe had for years been telling people that, yeah, our ancestors, they live in the forest. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, ancestors, they got a star on their forehead. And when you go up to them, they reach out their hands for a hug. And they're like hopping. And he's like, right. And every anthropologist that came through was like, wacky native beliefs. You motherfuckers are crazy. Now, one zoologist was like, let's figure it out. So he's like, show me where they are. They take him into the forest, and that zoologist is the first person to catalog a tree kangaroo, which has a large white patch on its forehead that does sometimes superficially resemble a star. And also, when you approach it to try and scare you away and make itself seem bigger, it opens its arms like it's going in for a big cuddle. But in fact, it's just being like, I'm real big, fuck off. So it's not the best practice to completely ignore native belief and native descriptions, but you just got to kind of sometimes see through the folklore to whatever the reality is. So that's the Mokolumbembe. And this is something that is actually makes me question the existence of the Mokolumbembe even more. So there are heaps of other prehistoric animals that are described as being in the Congo and in Africa. We have another animal called the Emele Natuka, which means killer of elephants, which is described as basically being like, remember Spike from The Land Before Time?
Yes.
Yeah, like him?
Super dopey?
Yeah, well, not super dopey, but like being like a long, sort of like a lizard with a large horn on the front of its face.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's there. It kills elephants. It lives within the Congo. You also have something called the Kongamata. Konga spelled with a K instead of a C. And that is basically described as being like a pterodactyl, which is, again, seen within the Congo. There's another thing that is called, I shit you not, Mbele Mbele Mbele.
This one actually sounds familiar.
Which is described as being basically like a fucking, what do you call them? Would they got the big frill around their head?
Oh, frill neck lizard?
No, not frill neck lizard. It's a dinosaur again.
Oh, the one that spits shit at fat bloke in Jurassic Park.
It's like a bone frill. It's more like
triceratops?
Like a triceratops, yes. Yeah. Described as being like a triceratops. So weirdly, from the Congo, we have loads of different reports of these prehistoric animals still existing. And either they are all just examples of another animal that have been misconveyed or misconstrued, or there's like some kind of lost world in the Congo. And to me, that just...
There's a dinosaur...
A dinosaur park of sorts. and I don't know. To me, that just makes everything all that harder to swallow.
Mm.
But I still don't really have an explanation. At the end of the day, I can't, there's nothing I can be like, it's not this, it's that. I'm still
up in the air. I can't reconcile
this
story with my Catholic beliefs.
I do struggle. I do struggle with faith every day. Touch God. So what are our thoughts? At the end of all this, what are our thoughts? Where are we sitting on the Mokolumbembe?
Sounds like you're saying on the Mokolumbembe scale, where do we sit?
Oh, no, about a 6.7. No,
high.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's just another animal that people have seen wrong. And they know, like, it's a similar case of, like, people are seeing a similar thing because of the story in the Bible and the local knowledge of that drawing on a wall.
Mm.
And if elephants aren't super common,
So your theory, I guess, is that...
Water elephants.
Water elephants, effectively. People are seeing an elephant in the water and being like, ah, it's probably like a sauropod.
And they've probably got like Congo fever.
Yeah.
Because it's hot and...
You get a lot of parasites. Yeah. You're not wrong. Drives you crazy.
Your brain's wrong for a bit and you're like, that's a Moklabembe.
Oh, yeah. Could be. That potentially. Again, like that, an elephant is not a bad explanation. And a lot easier to reconcile than just somehow this sauropod has survived millions of years. Because as much as people like to trot out, and I myself did it, to be like, hey, look at the coelacanth. That survived so long.
It's a fish.
There's a difference. Yeah, exactly. There's a difference between a fish and a dinosaur at the end of the day. What about you, Adam? Where do you sit?
I'm torn. I'm genuinely torn. I don't know which one I believe is more likely, that it might be... You know,
I like that mine is now a theory also, like as in like how the Moklabembe, everyone's like, ah, oh, it's all this stuff. Now you've presented it like my theory has also just been around for years. Like, it's a wet elephant.
The Joel Dusha elephant theory.
The Congo is run rampant by wet elephants.
So many.
A documentary by Joel Dusha. Hello, my name's Joel Dusha.
And welcome to Joel Dusha Presents Water for Elephants.
So if you look there on that map, that gives you an idea of where the kind of Congo is, that particular area with the Moklabembe scene. You can see it's largely uninhabited.
Well, there certainly doesn't appear to be any major cities. Yeah, I feel like it's possible.
Mm.
Like,
what would you call it? As a living dinosaur, it's possible, or something else?
I think as a living dinosaur, it's possible.
Wow. It's like a swap. Normally Dusha's in on it. I'm this like, time you're like, nope, wet elephants.
Hulks, that's good.
Super underpopulated.
Unlike everywhere else, it hasn't changed over, you know, countless years.
The only hang up is once again, like, I know the Congo is kind of like a very well, a lot of Africa can at times be very war torn.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little surprised that some ship of armed men has not gone through, been overturned, and these men were like, let's
get it.
Fill this thing with lead.
Well, although wet guns don't work.
Well, it's got you there, Adam. Well, interestingly, Adam,
so much more complicated than that, but okay.
Well, Adam, last name.
Feel free to call me by my real last name.
I do it all the time.
Carnivorous.
Sniveler.
Yeah.
Adam Carnivorous Sniveler. Adam Carnivale.
Fuck.
Got him. You see, with guns, they have gunpowder. And if gunpowder gets real damp, it doesn't spark, which doesn't shoot a bullet.
Got you there. One other piece of evidence, and we'll close on this one.
Okay.
Before we get to come to blows.
You can't see it, but Jackson's holding me back.
Adam has tied himself to the table to stop him
using
from
a chair.
So, in Africa, there are these, as far as I understand, there are these different families that produce like jewelry. Right, uh-huh. And they've been doing it for hundreds and hundreds of years. They produce traditional jewelry, and these days a lot of it is just sold. But a lot of the families still produce it internally. And many of these families have pretty much disappeared as, like, we only know of them historically. So the families dissipated, they no longer exist.
Mm.
Now, interestingly, every one of these families had a sigil, effectively. So this was a small design or piece of jewelry that they would make specific to their thing, their particular family. And each of these sigils were real animals. So that you would choose like a gibbon or you would choose, say, a rhino.
Mm.
So there exists one and it was only discovered in the late 80s and it was at an auction and it was the sigil of this long forgotten house, which, gee whiz, it just resembles a sauropod a great deal, a surprising amount. It's quite small, like fits in the palm of your hand. It's made of gold. It's got four stumpy legs, a long thick tail and a long extended neck. And people are like, it's very interesting that in this place where animals like this are seen, we also have this sigil of something similar. I'll try and find it. Moklabembe.
I just, like, I feel figure? Once again, if you have the myth of this creature being a real creature, then I feel like that entire bit of proof is kind of just pointless a little bit.
I suppose if you've got the myth, you're like...
Well, obviously it's a real creature. Of course our house symbol is going to be this. It also feels a little like... Feels a bit like a movie to be like, oh, it's only been recently discovered, this long-lost tribe.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, I'm with you there.
Feels very contrived. Anyway, while he's looking for that, how are you going, Disha?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, my day's been pretty good. Wearing a new t-shirt I got given today, which is the Plumbing the Death Star Live t-shirt.
It's a good t-shirt.
Fits real well. If you're coming to the Sydney show, or if you already went to the Sydney show, depending on when you listen to this episode, yeah. Hopefully you picked one up for the merch stand. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's quite a comfortable fit.
Damn, there it is.
Anyway, how are you, Adam?
I'm good. Oh, okay. That's got a very big head. Its head is as big as its body.
Oh, fuck. I got a new theory.
What is it?
This is going to be good.
Okay, is it the Mokulabet? That was the Mokulabet.
Yeah. A depiction of.
Do you know what that looks like? An underwater elephant lifting its trunk and the moon lining up with the trunk. I reckon someone's fucking got crazy Congo fever, has looked into the water.
Crazy Congo
fever. Seen like half
it'll
of it. And like a silhouette of the moon has lined up with this elephant.
I hope.
Because that's honestly what it looks like. Imagine an elephant with its trunk up.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The trunk lines up with the moon.
Yeah.
Except it'd be very dark.
You would have to be like, do they know it's the moon in your theory?
No. They think it's a head.
So do they get surprised every time they see the moon in the sky? I hope they do.
Anyway.
Last point I wanted to make is I hope crazy Congo fever is spelt with two Ks.
Yeah. Fever spelt with a K too.
Two crazy Ks. Congo kiva.
Two Ks, but Congo is spelt with a C.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel Dusha, replacing Joel Zammit for today and maybe forever.
And if there's another mystery or a cryptid or bloody anything a little bit spooky or a little bit supernatural or a little bit what the fuck ever you want us to talk about on Jackson Bailey Spooks America, tweet me at All Dogs Are Dead or at Sandspans Radio. Or
also, jump on our Reddit.
Yeah, jump on our subreddit.
Sandspans Radio. We...
One word, no caps.
One word, no caps. Also, we have a strict no caps in the studio rule. If you wear a hat whilst recording,
Joel Dusha gets up and smacks you.
Belted, clip across the ears.
Yep. Take that hat off your dickhead.
You look like a damn fool. head to our subreddit. We don't run it, but a lot of us are.
We'll check it out. We have a look.
Yeah, especially if you want to discuss any theories we've raised. Mm. If you think that it is a moon elephant or a water elephant, let me know.
Or if you're like, did Jackson forgot this piece of crucial evidence that proves it without a doubt?
Also, can someone please request Tom and Shud? Because I really want to talk about it, but it just hasn't happened. What happened to his brain? It was bleached, wasn't it?
I don't know about that.
Something was bleached.
I know that he had a ballerina's body, and that's real weird, because other than that, he seemed like a spy.
I'm looking forward to finding out whatever this is.
See you next time on Jackson Bailey's Spooks America.
Oh, God, are you...
No!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.